It is said, according to sound narrations, that the hands of Muhammad, upon whom be peace, were soft over the heads of children. The Prophet's hands worked in the struggle for peace, built places of prayer, held the sword of battle, and grasped the hands of enemies with honor and goodwill in treaties of peace. The Prophet's hands dug the earth to bury the dead, and dug the earth to protect the living. His palms, smooth as silk, rejected the bribe of sun and moon, remaining free and open to carry loads for neighbors, comfort his family, caress his wife, and jestfully covered the eyes of his companion in a moment of marketplace merriment. The Prophet's hands were real. The Prophet's example was true. The Prophet's hands are gone. The Prophet's example lives on.
Holding to the wheel each mile closer to conclusion, his knuckles and his strands of hair are slowly turning white. As he studies all the lines, like highways on his hands, he recalls how straight the road once seemed as he is left wondering what's right. The paths all curve and bend, sometimes he thinks they'll never end. How much longer will he push on? How much more can he pretend? The Prophet's hands, silk and smooth and soft to touch. Sometimes he needs those hands so much to feel them clasp his own. Let him know he's not alone. The Prophet's hands, if they could take over the reins, if they could take away the strains, guide him to the end with the patience of a friend. Oh Allah, sometimes he needs the Prophet's hands. Stepping out to work each day, come whatever weather, father of the house, he holds worry in his hands. While she stays home left all alone, hands worn from too much ironing, TV churns out but illusion, claims to know but hardly understands. They greet but hardly meet upon an endless dead-end street, while children break the stormy silence of the palms raised in defeat. The Prophet's hands, silk and smooth and soft to touch. Sometimes they need those hands so much to feel them clasp their own. Let them know they're not alone. The Prophet's hands can bind husband and wife, remind them why they share a life. Clasp them both upon his heart, gently help them make a start to hold each other as they'd hold the Prophet's hand. Standing in the market square, so alive but void of life, we work and we sweat and we struggle through each day. As our efforts scar our hands, this world stains us with demands. It's hard to see life's humor in the business games we play. And as we gnaw our nails with stress, our fists and hearts pound so carelessly, with every effort forward, how much more can we digress? The Prophet's hands, silk and smooth and soft to touch. Sometimes we need those hands so much to feel them clasp our own. Let us know we're not alone. The Prophet's hands, as we toil in the square, come up behind us unaware, playful palms across our eyes, teasing to help us realize we need the jesting, joking, loving Prophet's hands. The Prophet's hands, silk and smooth and soft to touch. Sometimes we need those hands so much to feel them clasp our own. Let us know we're not alone. The Prophet's hands, if they could take over the reins, if they could take away the strains, guide us to the end with the patience of a friend. Oh Allah, sometimes we need the Prophet's hands. Oh Allah, sometimes we need the Prophet's hands. Oh Allah, sometimes we miss the Prophet's hands.